The lesson for today is from the 8th chapter of Romans. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As you know, our youth and friends spent the past week on a mission trip with me. The group who coordinates our trip, YouthWorks, always builds the week of service around a scriptural theme. The trips this summer are built around the second half of John chapter 10, verse 10. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. The translation they used was, have it to the full. Our devotionals all week guided us around what this kind of good life might look like for ourselves and for others. Lifting up other verses, too, and what did I find to start off our week? Romans 8:28, a portion of our reading from this morning. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to God's purpose. I know, today, you might be wondering, how exactly God is working for good. I also know these last 3 weeks, Elizabeth McCord has been talking with you about the process that we call discerning, something we all do, whether as a church or as individuals or businesses or families. For us as Christians, we try to make sure we listen for God's voice as a part of our discerning. One of the most helpful pieces of relationship advice I ever read, although I can't remember exactly where, was to, in a difficult moment, ask yourself, is it in keeping with this person's character that they would intentionally be trying to hurt me? For most people, we would be hard-pressed to answer with an honest yes, with all of the biblical witness as evidence, and likely our own lives to boot, we certainly couldn't say it's in God's character to intentionally hurt us. Indeed, it is so far from God's character. A yes does not befit the God who came to us as one of us so that we might have life abundant. A yes does not befit the God about whom Paul wrote, "He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else?" One night on our trip, we were asked to write down on a sticker what we think the good life is, and then add it to a sign with the stickers from people in the previous weeks. As I read them, I found that a lot had the message of time with family and friends. There, too, were notes like knowing God has got this and hiking, and whenever and wherever people are kind, and seeing people help each other. Because we had a 2-inch diameter circle on which to write, we were naturally encouraged to distill our answers, to watch the add-ons and extras evaporate away as we made our sentence or sentences. I suspect you could offer your own answers as well, naming what the good life is to you. I won't ask you to write it down, but take a moment now to think about what an answer might be for you. What is the good life? You know what I would guess? I would bet I didn't come up. Except maybe in some way for Scott. I'm an add-on, an extra, to the life God has given you to cherish. And I am so grateful to have been led here to be that. I would bet, too, that this beautiful old building probably wasn't in the sweet reduction of your good life. Another add-on, an extra, to the life that God has given you to cherish. Your answer to what makes a good life is something to hold on to and come back to in discernment. Paul asks, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" And he answers his own question with, "I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." The Youth Works folks pared it down this way: God is good and is for our good. No changes, no welcomings or farewells, no generous financial gifts or declining pledges, no certainty or uncertainty, nothing present, nothing to come can separate us from the love of God. This is the good news. This is the good life. The good news is that all things work together for good for those who love God. The good life is that all things work together for good for those who love God, for you and for me. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the good, full, abundant life you have shown us, have given us, through Jesus Christ. Receive our grateful prayers of thanksgiving this day, we pray. Amen.